Hello, Salt Spring Island. It's Scott Simmons here with Radio Real Estate for Tuesday. What's the date today, Alex?
That's a good question, Scott. good, you know, having so much fun, just lost track of time, I guess.
The 28th of June, 2010. Today I have my friend Alex Denny here as a guest on CFSI, Radio Real Estate Show. And Alex is, for some of you that don't know, Alex is a master carpenter, renovation expert, and he bills himself as the reno coach. He can help people with their projects, or he can do it for them. Either way, right, Alex?
That's right. Absolutely.
So you're kind of a jack of all trades, eh?
Yeah, have to admit, you know, I think Salt Spring does that to people, right?
Yeah, you know, Alex noted just before we got here that we're so lucky at the station that they've queued it up with the delivery truck to show up at exactly noon. Can you make any more noise out there? He's got the tailgate, and just wait, let me see what he's unloading. Okay, it's Clark Freightways. He's leaving now. There you go.
Always something.
He's got a huge truck, and he's got the electronic tailgate, and it's right there.
Right below Scott's window.
Yeah, so it just broadcast straight into the station. Anyways, he's leaving, so we're back on the air now. As he rumbles by the station. Bye! Come again next week, Tuesday, 12 o'clock. Don't be late. We're expecting you.
Guaranteed.
So, today we're going to talk about renovating your home and specifically bathrooms.
That's right, Scott. So, of course, my question to you is, well, when you walk into somebody's house, you know, what is it that really stands out? Well, you've got your curb appeal and you've got your kitchen and you've got your floors, but what other room in the house really makes sense to renovate?
Well, I mean, if you look at a bedroom, is there really much to renovate in a bedroom? I mean, it's the furniture, it's the flooring, the paint, and I mean, that's it, right? I mean, there's not, you know, you look at a living room, there's not much to it. I mean, other than the kitchens, probably the most expensive rooms in the house are the bathrooms.
Right, right. And you'd probably have to say that next to the kitchen, probably one of the hardest working rooms in the house is the bathroom.
And it's under a lot of environmental strain, too. I mean, you got the moisture, heat,
that's right,
all those problems that come with the bathroom.
Yeah, and if you have teenagers or young kids, gee whiz, another bathroom, of course, maybe makes sense. But if it's, say, two people, one kid or two kids in a small house, obviously you need one good bathroom, right?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, the older designs from the 70s, you know, the three-bedroom, one-bathroom house, you just don't see them anymore. They're not popular. I mean, people don't want that.
And what is it about a bathroom that helps to sell a house or that makes a house likable?
Well, if the bathroom's modern, I mean, it's got that modern, crisp, clean look. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world.
Okay. Well, and so that's why we thought, well, I did a little quick draw or draft here of what we call the bronze, silver, or gold packages.
Alex has three packages available. Gold, silver, or bronze.
That's right. Just like going to Shell Station. Oh, they closed. That's right. Okay. So, what really stands out, of course, when you walk into the bathroom? The appeal, right? Is it modern looking? Let's start with the bronze package anyways, because that's a typical
home. So we're taking a
home house
here, let's say it's a 25-year-old Salt Spring house, and it has just this...
Typical bathroom. What's a typical bathroom? 5x7 or 5x9?
Yeah, and it's got dated fixtures, you know, the avocado green bathtub, toilet sink combination.
Now, but nobody ever talks about what the colors were before avocado green, right? If you've got a bathroom from the 50s, that's the mountain laurel pink and purple.
It was worse.
Then it's really ready for some kind of an... Would you say it would be a facelift, or would you say it'd be more of an update?
Well, that's where, you know, depending on the budget, you could go gold, silver, or bronze. I mean, if you have a big budget, unlimited budget, you know, $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay, well, let's start with this bronze package concept that we came up with, and this is, you got to understand too, this is the homeowner is doing a lot of the work here.
Right. This and is the basic.
Right. So we're saying $1,000 to $2,500
budget.
$1,200 budget, exactly.
This is the basic bare bones upgrade facelift.
So let's start with a basic bathroom that's, say, 5x7 or 5x9. Maybe it's slightly larger. You know, typical bathroom of the day was rectangular. Some of them are square. What the obvious thing, the first thing you want to start with is the walls, the paint. That's probably the cheapest thing you can do to a bathroom to improve it.
Strip it, paint it.
Yeah, if it had wallpaper from the 70s or the 80s,
right,
you want to rent a steamer and strip that off.
And then
and do some mudding.
Well, maybe we should talk about some of the problems that you can get into in a bathroom.
Okay.
What are some of the basic problems that you can get?
Right. So, obviously, there's moisture.
Moisture.
And that's probably the biggest killer of anything on the West Coast, right? Generally, what I found was when we do bathroom renovations, down around and behind the tubs where the water is sitting, the old 70s tubs or the 60s tubs, you know, they just had the flat deck and one lip for the tile edge. And
right,
invariably what happened is the bathroom was either sheathed with plywood or some kind of a material that still absorbed water. And we were relying on caulking between the deck of the tub and the tile to prevent water from
right,
getting into the wall. Well, once the caulking fails or the grout, you've got water in your walls.
Right.
Is that okay? And
yeah.
So, water in around the tub, water in behind the sinks. This is an issue that you want to
deal with. And once the water gets in there, then you've got damage, you've got all kinds of problems, don't you?
That's right.
Moisture,
so,
I mean, the wood just rots.
Exactly.
And we've
talked about it before. Wood doesn't know that it's dead. It still absorbs water like it still uses capillary action to function, right?
Right. And I mean, even a leaking toilet can just rot all the joists.
Exactly.
Leaking showers. And it's the moisture. We were talking about this at coffee. You were mentioning even the heat from the hot water on the tiles or in the shower can cause tons of problems.
Behind the walls, exactly. And so what we recommend is we do a tar paper on the framing and then your tile substrate. So whatever, you know, generally we like to use the cement board.
Right.
For what it's worth, I wouldn't recommend putting drywall in around a tub. They say you can do it with the new methods of the membranes, called the Schluter membrane. It's like a very high-tech membrane that gets
Schluter
attached.
Membrane.
Schluter. Yes. When you have a German wife who can correct your pronunciation.
You get it right. No, they're very cool, the membranes. I mean, you
right,
see Mike Holmes uses them all the time on TV.
It's a saving grace. So they'll warranty it for 5 years if you use drywall. Now, I prefer not to. I would go with a more waterproof product like a cement board or what's
right,
called hardy board.
Hardy board, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically now we've identified the problems. So then your $1,000 reno, that's based on having no major problems.
Exactly.
Right?
And the homeowner can decide. Homeowner has to make their own assessment.
Right.
Okay. If we've got problems, obviously we need to deal with them.
But if you go in and it's just dated, but there's been no leakage and no rot, no mildew.
Exactly.
Then you can probably you can do a minor facelift for around $1,000, maybe $1,500
right,
more.
So what would we include?
But once we're talking 1,000? The Schluter system and all that,
you're into the next package.
Yeah, you're not. We're not talking basic facelift here. And that's the problem with washrooms. It depends kind of on what you have, what state you're at to start with.
Exactly.
So let's assume that you have a dry washroom. There's no rot and no mildew problems. And we just have dated issue.
Dated.
It's from the 70s.
Right.
But it was dry. It had a good fan in there and they were getting all the moisture out and
exactly,
opening the window up and...
So what would improve the look of that bathroom and or the function and, you know, and form and function, they go in hand
right,
with design. So simple things like paint, faucets, lighting,
yep,
and a countertop and a sink.
Yeah, that's what I find.
Yeah.
The lighting is just so nice. You know, you go in and it's a series of the bulbs with a gold background. It screams 1970s or
80s. Exactly.
So by upgrading the lighting, the paint, the basic stuff, you could really spruce it up for not that much.
Right. Let's say under $2,500. I think if your homeowner's doing their own work for $2,500 or less, you could have a pretty snazzy new basic bathroom.
Right.
But that's not changing out the tub. But I would include a new toilet because a good new toilet's $200 or less.
Right.
and sinks and faucets, a few hundred dollars.
Some new vinyl flooring, maybe.
Maybe some vinyl flooring. Now, laminate flooring in a bathroom, probably not recommended because, you know, it's only a press board type core.
Yeah.
So you want to
If I wasn't going to put tiles, I would still go with maybe a laminate.
Like sheet goods.
Yeah, like vinyl.
Like
linoleum.
Linoleum is one, and I recommend Marmoleum, which is the more eco-friendly variety of linoleum, which is a linseed oil impregnated wood fiber product.
Oh, okay.
I did my whole bathroom. It was a 10 by 10 bathroom minus the square area that the tub and the toilet took up and the shower. So it was about 70 square feet. For $500, we had it installed.
Right. Oh.
Now, that's the sheet goods only with their labor. That doesn't include prep for the floor.
Right.
You'd have to sheet the floor with what they call U-lay, which is a plywood with one smooth side on it.
Oh, okay.
And it comes in hundreds of colors, actually. And you can just contract somebody to lay that, and the flooring store will order it for you and install it. But for a homeowner, you can actually get Marmoleum in the click form.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not exactly sure what base the core is. They are making more waterproof cores for the click type flooring. It's a green board of some sort.
So I always find that in a bathroom, water impregnable floor is a good idea.
100% agreed.
Yeah. I mean, the carpet in the bathroom was like a disaster idea. Like, whoever thought of that? I mean, it felt nice in the morning when you got up to go pee and tinkle. But, you know, have you ever seen those TV shows where they talk about the bugs living in there?
Oh.
It's just gazillions
of
them.
Yeah. So these are things that, even if you're thinking about, so for two things, you're thinking about selling your home and you'd like to improve the look or the function of the bathroom, or you just would like to update your own bathroom at home for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
For form and function.
Well, especially if you buy a house and there's carpet in there or something. I mean, you want to rip the carpet out and then put down some kind of weatherable material in there, durable, waterproof material, just on the flooring, and then update the lighting, maybe paint it. Sometimes even the fans can be changed around. I mean, I find sometimes the fans, they've got these fans from 1970. You turn it on, it sounds like you're in an airport.
Sounds like something that shouldn't be.
And I mean, I'm not a smoker, but if you blow some smoke up by it, you see the fans running and it's humming. Or if you just take a match.
Nothing's happening,
and you shake it out and you see the smoke from the match. And right below the fan, it's not even getting drawn up in there.
Right, and 100%, and as Scott was saying, moisture problems in a bathroom. Now, upgrading the fan, not too costly if you try to tackle it yourself. You know, you can buy a new fan, you can buy a cheap new fan for $50, but
you
wouldn't recommend the $50
fan.
And a good, say, Panasonic fan,
what's that,
which is like a Whisper Quiet, is $250.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that I would say it's worth spending some money on.
It's like a good faucet.
But then getting the air through from the fan with a 4-inch PVC pipe straight outside where it's in a straight run, maybe not too far of a run, and it's exiting out of the building somewhere, maybe not at your front door, but somewhere. A lot of times you see people, and I've talked to the building inspectors about this, so they'll run it into the soffits, and that's you can't do
that. That's a recipe for disaster.
But you see that all the time.
Yeah, it's a cheap fix, right? Because you're not chopping a hole in the roof, and the best, so what ends up happening is that moisture just lingers around the soffit.
Or they vent it straight into the attic.
Or that is the worst nightmare, because
then you're putting all that moisture in there.
And moisture creates mold.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you've got a recipe for... Then you're going backwards, right? Two steps forward and...
Yeah.
Or one step forward and two steps back. That's definitely not...
But a good fan with a good timer will save you so much in the long run, like 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bathrooms I find too in the older homes are in the interior of the house.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no window no natural light. So, you know, for the bronze package, you know, a good fan, $100, say, any of the building supplies, you know, you can spend more, of course, but if you want to spend, you know, small amount of money, vent it to the exterior of the house, but not directly into the soffit.
Right.
Through a wall with a proper vent on the outside that disallows vermin to climb into it.
Vermin.
That's that's another issue.
Rats.
I've been told there's a kind of rat that is just an attic rat.
Oh,
it's
really?
Not just the typical rat you'd see
the out kind that
by
Tina,
the compost
did
pile.
Tina have those in her house?
They're long, skinny guys that can wrangle their way through anything, and they'll... Yeah, well, attic rats.
There you go. Say no more.
So you don't want vermin, obviously. And so the vent itself has to have some sort of a flap or screen.
But that is a critical component of the bathroom, is good ventilation.
Yes, 100% agree.
Because you want to get all that moisture out of there after you have a hot shower. I mean, that's critical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for when you're showering. It's the you know... the moisture generated in a home during the day is astounding when you add it up from cooking, showering, breathing, you know. So you need to ventilate that moisture out. And if the bathroom fan and the kitchen fan are the only two fans working in the building, having fresh air coming in somewhere is also recommended then to balance that.
Oh, yeah.
Disadvantage, though, if your fan's running continuously or regularly, then you're drawing in a lot of cold air from outside during the winter. But
it's a catch-22. You go into some houses in the wintertime, and every window has moisture all over it, and they're all steamed up, and you can see along the window itself little beads of water all the way along there. And it's just, and that's where you get that water and moisture, and then you get the rot. You know, it all comes kind of hand in hand.
Yeah, moisture running down the inside of a window, doesn't matter if it's in a bathroom or in the main house. That's a telltale sign the house is sick a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's curable, like most illnesses are curable. Not every illness, of course, but most illnesses are curable, and it's the same with a home, an unhealthy home. A lot of the older 70s windows, you know, those aluminum frames, they were the new low-maintenance concept. Basic problem there is that they didn't have a thermal break.
Right.
And a thermal break means that the outside of the frame is isolated from the inside of the frame. Therefore, it doesn't sweat, right? So if the heat is always trying to move to the cold. Cold never moves towards the heat. And so if your home is warm on the inside, obviously wintertime, it's much colder outside. If that aluminum frame is one piece, you know, it's cold when you touch it. And so automatically the warm air inside the home condenses on it, runs down, problem start.
Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time in the bathrooms, around the shower window, like in the bathroom window. You know, you just take your car keys or whatever and stick it into the wood there, and if it's real spongy and soft, then you chances are it's not just there. The water has gone into the walls
right. And
into behind the drywall or whatever. And I mean, this is when you're not talking the $1,000 facelift for a bathroom. We're not talking a bronze basic package here. We're talking...
Then you're into the next one, which would be silver. Do you want to talk about silver?
Well, why don't we stop for a quick commercial break?
Okay.
So today it's Scott Simmons here from 1% Realty on Salt Spring Island. And I have my guest, Alex Danny. And Alex, what's the name of your company?
It's Portside Woodworks.
And how would someone get a hold of Portside Woodworks?
Well, Portside Woodworks is in the telephone book. We also have a cell phone, and we have a home line.
And
so
what's your
it's 538-8594 is our cell phone.
There you go.
And I'm on Twitter, and I'm on YouTube, and I'm on Facebook. So
there you go.
Yeah.
You're doing social media too, are you?
Oh, yeah. I've got a good coach.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll stop for a quick commercial break, and I'll be back with Alex, and we'll go through like we've kind of explained the basics of the basic reno. So a basic package would be doing the lights, maybe change out the toilets, some new flooring, just a basic upgrade, and which the homeowner could do for what, $1,000, $1,500?
Say between $1,000 and $2,500.
Right. Basic. That's assuming there's no, we're not getting in anything wrong.
Without structural issues. Right.
And we'll be back in a minute. Here we are at Radio Real Estate, and we're going to stop for this word from our sponsors. Thank you very much.
Hello, Islanders.